Okay, we are 9 Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are 3 lines at the bottom. 74A, we'll guess 3, and I'm probably wrong. 74A, the bottom, 3 lines from the bottom. V'yomer Reb Zeira, Kavina B'Bavo, when I was in Bavo, Reb Zeira is one of the Amoraim that lived in Bavo and moved to Eretz Yisrael. The Yerushalmi calls him Reb Zeira. He was in Bavo, known in Bavli as Reb Zeira, and Yerushalmi is known as Reb Zeira, the same person. So he went from Bavo to Eretz Yisrael. He said, when I was in Bavo, Aminan, we used to say, that Hada Amar, Ruhuna Amar Rebbe, Kalayim Rabbanas, Kalayim Rabbanasav Dami, Pligi Rabbanan Alay. In Bavo, we assumed that which Ruhuna said, that Amanas is an automatic retroactivity, which is what we had yesterday. When a guy says to a woman, I am giving you to get it, the condition you give me 200. When she gives the 200, she's retroactively divorced. And we said yesterday that that's like Rebbe, right? Pligi Rabbanan Alay. In Bavo, we said that Rabbanan argued. Meaning we don't have a Beferish Brisa anywhere that Rabbanan, that we know of, at least Rabbi Zeira says, that says that Rabbanan argued. But in Bavo, that's what was the assumption. Rabbi Yehuda, who argued in Rabbi Huna, said, I hold like Rabbanan. So we knew that there was a Shittas Rabbanan out there. We never saw it, but we knew it existed. That's how they held in Bavo. So in Bavo, people spoke about a Machloikas Rebbe and Rabbanan. Sliki, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, imagine Bavli is quoting Rabbi Zeira when he came to Eretz Yisrael. They must have heard what he said in Eretz Yisrael. Askachte l'Ravasi, I found Ravasi, the Yosef Kamer Mishmed Rabbi Yechidin, he quoted Rabbi Yechidin as saying, Hakom Aydin Ba'ibam Anaskar Ramachshav Dami. There is no argument. There's no Tana that argues on Rebbe. So according to that, Rabbi Yehuda slugged up. Because Rabbi Yehuda's answer was, I hold like Rabbanan. Well, in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yechidin said, there is no such Rabbanan. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Loi Nechliku, that's right. Where is the Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanan? In Tanai, not in the case of Amanas, because there is no Machlokes in Amanas. Where is the Machlokes? Mayoy Melach HaMisa. And a person says, Mayoy Melach HaMisa, Rabbanan say to Suffolk. We don't know whether he meant to change his mind. First he said Mayoy, but then he said Melach HaMisa, so to Suffolk yet. And Rebbe said, it's a definite Tanai, and it's a good get. We had Rebbe last week. Right, the Rebbe said it, and the Chachamim argued. So Rabbi Yechidin says there is no machloikas by Amanas. Yes, there's a machloikas Rebbe and Rabbanan by Tanai, but not in that case of Tanai, in a different case of Tanai. Rashi? He said Amanas. Exactly. Rebbe said Amanas is an automatic retroactivity. Amanas means Mahayim. And it's retroactive. That's what Rebbe said. And yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda said, I hold like Rabbanan. So if they were saying, in Bavel, they assumed there's such a machloikas. I got there to show, I was told Rabbi Yehuda said, there is no such machloikas. Rashi, l'nech l'gu, elim ha'yoy melach ha'misa, Rabbanan mesap kelei, t'no ha'vi chazar ha'vi. Their mesupik is in a condition or a retraction. Well, the Rebbe v'adir t'no ha'vi. V'atanya frek v'gemara, Vatanya, I'm sorry, it's not a kasha, it's a raya. Vatanya, we have a brisa that that's where they argue it. Mayoy melach hamisa get v'ein a get, divrei chachamim. If a guy says, Mayoy melach hamisa, it's a get and not a get, which means it's a suffer get, we don't know whether the guy meant k'tnai or whether he changed his mind. He didn't say immesi, he didn't say mayoy immesi, he said mayoy melach hamisa. Is he changing his mind or not? So, according to Rabbi Yechidin, there is no Mandi Yomar that says Amanas is not Kimi Achshav. Mahayoyim Imesi is a Tanai. If. Every agreed, because it's an if. Here there's no if. It's Mahayoyim Ulach Hamisa. What is he saying? Condition? I don't hear a word of condition here. Where do you hear the word condition? Because they don't know whether it's a condition or a retraction. Correct.
And now this Rebbe can say get in that case?
Yeah, he's saying by Yom Lach Hamisa. That's the case. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. In the other case, where we quoted Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Do I want to argue?" That's what they said in Bubba. Rabbi Yochanan said, "There's no such argument." Rashi, Matanya ben Yehusa, Shemina minabe da itzchu lufligi b'ha mechlal daba nasmoide. Now the Rashi is explaining something in Nuknej. And again, this is the Rishonim deal with this. This is what the Gemara says. This is what the Gemara's approach is, and that is. If they were arguing by Amanas, they wouldn't argue by Mayoy Mulach Hamisa. Because if by Amanas we say he doesn't mean Mayachshav, then by Mayoy Mulach Hamisa, for sure we would question whether he meant tonight. Whereas if they don't argue by Amanas, then they have to argue by Mayoy Mulach Hamisa. Again, let me try to explain it because it's a very hard thing to explain. You have two cases. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there are two machlokes in Rabbi Rabbanon. One is in the case of Amanas, and one is in the case of Mayim Melach Hamisa. The bigger chiddush is to say that Rabbanon argue even by Amanas. By Amanas, it makes more sense that it should be Meyachshav than in the case of Mayim Melach Hamisa. Therefore, if they're arguing by Mayim Melach Hamisa, that means there's no argument by Amanas. Because if there was an argument about Amanas, we would have a brisa that they're arguing about Amanas. Why is the brisa talking about a case? If the Rabbanon argue about Amanas, for sure they would argue about Mayim Melach Hamisa. I'm not finished. Whereas if they don't argue by Mayim Melach by Amanas, then it makes sense that the brisa would speak out that they do argue about Mayim Melach Hamisa. This is what Rashi's saying. Let's read it inside. Since they need to argue by Mayoy Melach Hamisa, why do they need to argue? Michlau Damanas Moidu. Now, the Rishonim are very bothered. What are the connection between the two cases? Why, if they argue about Manas, don't they have to speak about Mayoy Melach Hamisa? One is a question of the word Amanas, and one is a question of the word of Mayoy Melach Hamisa. Why? What do the twain share in common that we should say that if they argue here, they automatically argue here? And if they don't argue here, that's why they have to argue here. Why is that negated? That's the Rishonim discussion. Every Rishonim they try to say Drutzim, I'll just leave it as it is. But the Gemara seems to think that had the argument of Amanas, this Brisa would be superfluous. Because if the Rabbanon say by Amanas that it doesn't work, for sure by my Yom Melach Hamisa, it wouldn't be a Tanai. It would be a Suffolk.
By Amanas, if one would argue, what would be what? What would it be?
Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi says it would be no good.
Okay.
And Taisa says it would be a suffix.
Ah, if you say it's no good, okay.
That's the kasha. 100%. That's the kasha. The sugya, again, someone here is asking a wonderful kasha. We're not going to compliment him by name. That's the kasha of the Rishonim. Therefore, Taisa proves that according to Rav Yehuda, Amanas is not definitely no good to Suffolk. But if it weren't to Suffolk, how can you compare the two cases? That's what Tysus proves. A very good proof. But Rashi says clearly not that way, as we will see as we go along. And therefore, it's a problem. It is a problem. I don't have a solution. Frank de Gemara, Ulur of Yehuda, Dharma Bamanas Pligi, Adamipligi Bimarayam Lachamisa, Lifligi Bamanas. L'chayra, we have a good kasha. According to Yehuda, why are they arguing about Mayim Melach Hamisa? Let them argue by Amanas, and I would figure out Mayim Melach Hamisa. Zok de Gemara, l'diach l'kaycha de Rebbe. It picks the case of Amanas to tell me, I'm sorry, of Mayim Melach Hamisa to tell me, that even by Mayim Melach Hamisa, Rebbe is sure it's a tonight. In fact, the Gemara, v'lo b'lizlik of Amanas, l'diach l'kaycha de Rabbanon. Why didn't you argue by Amanas to tell me that even by Amanas, Rabbanon say it's no good? The bigger kayach to say the Rebbe holds it's a good get, even in the case of Mayim Melach Hamisa. Now again, the Gemara seems to connect the two. That if it says one, I figure out the other. Yes. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said there was. And Bavo, Rabbi Yehuda said there was. Rabbi Yehuda argued. He said, And they asked him questions, and he said, oh, that's Rebbe, I hold like Rabbanon. That means he held there was such a Rabbanon. Rabbi Yochanan said there's no such Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yochanan proved it. Because the fact is, the Brisa only talks about Miyam Malacha Mitzvah. Why does it talk about Almanaz? So the Gemara says, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that? So he says, really, they argue in both cases. We want to let you know the power of Rebbe, that even by Yom Malach HaMisa, he holds it again.
But how do you see that Almanaz, if you learn that, what I'm going to argue, how do you see an Almanaz that he's having Chazara?
Again.
So you
see the Tysus Adam Eflagi? You see that Tysus? That whole Tysus is to talk about that. I said the Rishayim have a Chas v'Shalom. Rishayim don't have a problem. The Rishayim discuss how is the fact that they would argue of not tell you anything but my Yom Malach HaMisa. L'chayre, there are two separate issues that have nothing. Again, you want to retell me the kasha? I'm willing to hear it. But I just told you that Tysus has this kasha. In fact, I spoke it out before you asked it. That Tysus has this kasha. Yeah. You asked another kasha, even if you could figure it out, but in one case it's a suffix, and in the other case it's not a suffix. That's a different question. All the same thing. That's why there's a long tesis called Adam Eflig. The lashon of tesis is, Ein inyan zeh lezeh klum. One has nothing to do with the other. So that's why Tysus has that long Tysus, to try to answer that. Where, by which case? By Amanaz?
No.
By Yom Malach HaMisa? Not true. The Rabbanan said it's a suffix get. And Rebbe says it's a vada get. That is included in Tysus' discussion. Amanaz is no get, according to Yehuda. So how can you compare the two cases? So Tysus therefore says Amanaz is also a Safi get, which is not like Rashi. So Rashi and Rabbi Yehuda, the Miflugi Bach Masisa by Yom Malach HaMisa, Lashmina Dav Amanaz Pasli Rabbanon, notice the word Pasli, the Kochkin Ha. Mishani Lachi Yiflugi Bachi, Lachi Kaychi the Rebbe. Mi Rabbanon Bach Amanaz Nami Pasli. Again, Pasli seems to say it's Pasl, not it's a Safik. That's what they say Rashi argues in Tysus. But again, Rashi does not explain why the two cases are intertwined. L'chayr are the two separate, completely cases. Why is the Gemara assuming that if they argued about Manas, we would hear about it, and we would figure out Mayim Malach HaMisa on its own? Why is the Gemara assuming that? Which is what the Rishayim are bothered with. And that's their kasha, and that's why we have a long Tysus. And you can look it up in the other Rishayim as well. They talk about this question. Don't think of my writer. Amanash titnali mikan vachloshim yoim. How does Arshko explain it, by the way? I wonder if Arshko summarizes the text. No, not that. How does Arshko explain the Gemara before that the Gemara makes the two machlekes independent on each other? He must have a piece to explain the tesis of Shat in the Gemara, does he? I can't imagine they would ignore it. Did you talk about it? What? Doesn't talk about it?
Number two. Number two. Yeah.
What does he say? One is more likely to argue the other, therefore he should be arguing in that case. Okay, that's what Tyson says. Again, it needs a lot of explaining.
Accordingly, the more of the question is due to if Rabbi Yehuda is correct, Rabbi Yehuda is given either the above relation to Tyson.
I would have followed him, then would have followed the now validity of the latter as well.
Okay. Don't give my bite. A menace didn't leave me come back slashing behind. Shita. It says that she has 30 days to give it. What's the chiddush? He said till 30 days. That the Gemara mild detainment kapeda lav kapeda. Maybe he really doesn't care. Luzar zakasi. 30 days is just to give her an incentive to do it quickly. But he really would be willing to get to be a get even if she gives it in 60 days. He just wants her to hurry up, so he said 30 days. Kamash Malan. No, we listen to his words. 30 days is 30 days. And if she gives it on day 31, the get is not a get. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel Maisa Metzida. So then we had a Gemara that Rav Shimon Gamliel said a story in Sidon, in the city of Tidon, of a man who told his wife, this is a get on the condition you give me my coat. And she had lost the coat. And she gives him the money. Frek the Gemara, my tana, the tani maisa. A maisa is usually brought to comment on a halacha said beforehand. Nothing beforehand had anything to do with the story. You don't bring a story out of the clear blue. You usually bring it as a support to your opinion about a halacha. No halacha was said about a coat. Money instead of a coat. Why is he bringing the story? The Mishnah is missing a piece, and this is what it's supposed to say. If he says to the woman on the condition that you give me my coat, and she lost the coat, it's Tilisi Dafka Kamala. The Tanakama says it's not a get. He wants the coat. She didn't give the coat. And since she didn't give the coat, she did not keep the Tanai. So even if she walks over and says, this coat cost X amount, here is the money, it's not a get. He said, on the condition you give me the coat. This is not the coat. Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Titanla is the mail. Shimon Gamliel says, no, the money is good enough. And now he supports it with a story. And the Chacham said, the money is good enough. Now, to understand this machlokes, two factors have to be mentioned. Number one, what is the argument about? Why does Rabbanan say the coat means the coat? And why does Rav Shimon Gamliel mean that the coat means the money of the coat? Now, the first assumption is that a person who divorces his wife on the condition that she pays for it is out to be mitzayer her. What word in English is mitzayer? Afflict her, bother her, cause her distress. Why else is he making the get dependent on her giving him something? Right, the fact that he wants money from her or something valuable from her is because he wants to cause her distress. Why else would he do that?
She has his coat.
Again, obviously, halachically, he can't get it out from her, because if he did, he would go to Bethel and get it. Obviously, he wants a coat that he has no legal right to get. Has no legal right to get.
Far away, he just wants to travel that.
Again, the assumption is, if he had a legal recourse to get the coat, he would get it. Again, I'm just telling you what the Gemara's assumption is. Can't argue with an assumption. If he could go to Bezin and get it, he'd go to Bezin and get it.
Oh, wait, I don't want to go to Bezin. I don't want to get up far. You go, let her go.
Give it to her. I'm telling you, he wants it back.
Yeah, whatever it is. It's her coat. He wants the coat that she has. Again, this is the coat he was once my coat. Whatever it is. Obviously, legally, he can't get it. That's the Gemara's assumption. It's a case that he can't get it legally. So therefore, the Gemara assumes, and the Gemara is going to speak this out, that the underlying kavanah here is, question is to what degree, is to cause her distress. The machloikas, the Rabbanan, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is, to what degree does he want to cause a distress? Insisting on the coat? That's more distressful. Insisting on the money of the coat is less distressful. In both cases, there's a causing of distress. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, part of it is to make money. Part of it is to cause the distress, and part of it is to walk away with something. So, Shimon Gamliel says, he's more interested in walking away with something than he is in the amount of distress that he causes her. So therefore, if she pays him for the coat, he's happy. He caused the distress, and at the same time, he walked away with the money. And I'm going to say, his overriding here thing is to cause her as much of distress as he can, and therefore he wants the coat, and if she can't get the coat, how fuck lady, you're not divorced. That's the machloikas of Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon. Is there also a factor of gaining money? And if that's a factor, distress is less of a factor. Not a non-factor, but it's less of a factor. Definitely, the Gemara is going to explain that even according to Shimon Gamliel, there is an element that he's trying to cause a distress. The question is, what is his main focus here? Let's bother the lady as much as I can? Or let me bother the lady and make some money on the deal? Again, I'm just explaining to my colleague.
Let's say, for example, the coat was not lost. It's not lost, and the lady says, you know what, I like this coat. I'm going to pay you for it. Could she do that?
Posh does not.
Why?
Because he wants the coat. He said he wants the coat.
The coat also means value.
If there's no coat, he'll accept the value.
How does she know where the regular she said the coat was?
Okay, that's all we can do. You're right. So we can't... That's one factor that has to be taken into account here. The other factor over here is that we have a trouble figuring out what case it is. And the Rishayim asked this kasha. And that is, because the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud Beis is going to have two shailas. One, can he be Michael? Can he say, forget the coat? And the Gemara wants to say that even according to the Rabbanon, possibly he can. And two, if he doesn't want to take it from her, can she force him to accept the coat? She comes, he said, on the condition you give me a coat, she delivers the coat, he says, I don't want it. I don't want to take the coat.
Does that mean the condition is not met?
Right, that's the Shiloh. If she gives it to him against his will, is that a meeting of the condition? He decided not to divorce her.
Obliterating
the element out. Again. Exactly. He said, you're getting, exactly, I'm divorcing you on the condition you give me. Now, does give me mean I will accept willingly? Or give me mean you just push it into me and that's good enough? It's a shayla in the Gemara later on. We'll worry about it when we get there. That's, again, let's leave it as is. There's two shaylas in the Gemara later on. One, can he be Michael and say forget the whole condition? Two, can she force him to accept if he decides not to accept his own condition? Now, what's the case of the argument? What exactly is happening here? He told her, on the condition that you give me a coat. Now, she comes to him and says, I lost the coat. Here is money. Is he accepting it? Saying, fine, that's good enough for me. Isn't that the shaila of what he can be Michael or not? Or if he says, no, it's not good enough for me, and she gives it to him anyway, isn't that the Shiloh of Bakarka? He didn't want it. Manashak, what is his reaction when she walks over to him and says, here, dear, I lost the coat. Here is the money. What does he say? Good enough? That is, he's Michael. There's a Shiloh later on. Can you be Michael or not? If the Shaila of the Machloikas is in a case he says good enough, that means he can't be Michael according to the Rabbanon. Again, the Gemara has the Shaila even in the Rabbanon. Can he be Michael or not? So let's say he could be Michael. So he walks, it's a Shaila. She walks over to her husband and says, dear, here is the money instead of the coat. What is his reaction?
That the condition is satisfied or he's lifting the condition?
Well, if he says good enough, what does that mean?
The question,
again, let me just explain. If he's being Michael, that's a Shiloh later on. And if he's saying, no, I want the coat, that means he's refusing to accept. That's the second Shiloh of the Sina Bal Karka. Therefore, the Rishayim explain that he says, I am not being Michael. I want the condition kept. I'm willing to accept it if this is the keeping of the condition. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying yes. I'm saying you have to meet the condition. Let's cold call up the Rav and find out, are you meeting the condition?
That's the
Machlokes. That's the Machlokes, Rabbanan Rav Shimon Gamliel. If he says this is good enough, that's Mechila. If it's Mechila, that's a Shaila later on. If he says I refuse to accept it, that's the second Shaila. So it's obviously not refusing to accept it, but at the same time, not saying I don't care. What he is saying is, I'm willing to accept whatever is a keeping of the condition halachically. Let's call up the rabbi. They call up the Rabbanan say, it's not meeting the condition. The guy's not willing to be meichel on the condition. He's willing to accept it if it's meeting the condition. He called the other rabbi, and he says, it's good enough. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's the case of the Machloikis. So the case of the Machloikis is in a very limited situation. Because if the husband says, fine, I'm good enough with this, that means he's meichel. By Mechila, the Gemara has a sad to say that everybody agrees it's good enough. If the husband says, I refuse to accept it, the Gemara wants to say that even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel might not be good enough to Shaila later on. So obviously there's got to be a case of Machloikas that doesn't depend on those two Shailas. So what is the husband saying? He's not saying good, and he's not saying no. So what is he saying? He's saying, if this meets the condition, it's fine with me. If it doesn't meet the condition, I want the condition met. So we call up the rabbi to find out, is the condition met or is the condition not met? He doesn't want it. I don't want it. I changed my mind. I don't want it. Again, so when we get to the Gemara of Nesina Bar Karka, we'll talk about it. This is not the sugya here. I just mentioned it so I can explain the case. Because she said, you'll give it to me. Give it to me. Was that called giving when I don't want to take it?
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi, where do we see that if the husband wanted the specific item, the purpose was to distress her? Does it say this in the Gemara?
We didn't get there yet, but the Gemara's going to... I'm trying to avoid questions, so I spoke out the Gemara later on.
Okay.
I made it clear also, I was trying to avoid another question that'll come up, to say there's an element of causing distress. It might not be the only driving force. It might also be because he wants to make on the deal. The question is, what is the main focus of his t'nai? Is he trying to make his wife... she wants to get out. Because if she doesn't want to get out, she just won't give him the coat. Obviously, she wants out of the marriage. And he's trying to, Yiddish we say, tap the blood, suck her blood out, to make her feel as bad, you know, make her pay like this. Blackmailing her, punishing her, causing her distress. That's what he's out to do. Because if not, give her the get. For crying out loud, just give her the get. No, I might as well drive it in, you know, turn the screw. Whatever I can do. So the question is, how much is profit and how much is distress? I mean, you can ask this question today, unfortunately, that many husbands that won't go divorce their wife unless they get a lot of money. You can ask them the same question. Are you asking for a lot of money because you want money, which is a factor, or are you asking a lot of money because you want to make your wife crazy, which is also a factor? And which is the main one? Seems to be my colleague, Rabbi Rabbanan Rav Shimon Gamliel.
We have the Ayyom Alaf Mitzah. That was done
Tovah
Dini, right?
Yeah.
The Chazara was...
We don't know if it's a Chazara.
The gorgeous saw that it was Chazara, that'd be Tovah Dini, right?
Correct.
So how here, in this case, can you have Chazara?
Okay, so again, this is a shot. See, I only spoke this out because the Gemara is going to say this later on. We'll get to the Gemara later on. You'll ask me the question. We're not at that sugya now. Again, see, this is what happened. I spoke out two shilas. Baruch Mike has a problem with one shila, and you have a problem with the other shila. That's why we'll get to the Gemara, Mr. Shep.
I gave something to someone to use, a coat, okay? And then the coat got lost.
Again, we're going to talk about this another time. Here we go again. This is obviously a case that he has no legal way to get the coat. That's the case. You're asking, why does he, that's his coat. Why can't he insist on his coat?
No, I'm sorry. This whole thing is, he gets called or not. I have a regular story. A guy gave someone a coat to use.
A shayel.
And then, ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Ready?
Yes, I am.
I don't see you. And then the coat got lost.
How's it done? Terrible thing.
Now,
did he put up a sign? Did it have yellow tape on it? Exactly what did the coat get lost? How did it get lost? Okay, let's go back to yes.
Can he pay it back? Can the show all pay it back with money?
Absolutely, he owes him the money. He pays it back with money.
But you guys said, I want my coat.
Listen, I lost it. What do you want to do, hang me?
Okay, so
hang, what are you making dependent on? Hang me. What do you want me to do? I can't give you the coat. I owe you the money. I'll pay you the money.
So that means money is good.
For damages, yes.
But not for...
It's an eye and a get. I can make a condition of the get on the condition that he tells his wife, you stand on your head and spit wooden nickels. I can make any condition of the get.
Not a damage.
Not a damage.
But it's a last resort.
Again, he's trying to make his wife's life miserable. He's saying to her, the get won't work unless I get the coat. If he can't find the coat, maybe he doesn't want to divorce her. Maybe he's making her life miserable.
Before Rebbe said all this, I would have just said that when a person says coat, does he mean coat? Does he mean value?
Again.
But no one says that, right?
Yes, I just said that. The question is, why would he mean one and why would he mean the other? Why would he mean value of the coat if he says coat? Why would he mean just coat? Answer is, if the purpose is to make life hard for her, he's more insistent on the thing. That's the main drive. And if the purpose is to make money, he's less insistent on the coat and more insistent on the value of the coat. So I only said it because Rashi says it. You know what I mean? If that, I wouldn't have said it.
I wouldn't say something straight out. Why are you... I'm sorry, why is Rebbe, wouldn't it have been just a question when a person says something, does he really mean that itself or not?
Why would he mean that itself, and why would he mean the value? Explain to me. He's making this get conditional. Why would he insist on the coat and not take the money?
Rabbi, because it's his father's coat.
Okay, so that's sentimental. Again, the Gemara does not deal with that sentimental issue, but the Gemara seems to think that the reason he would be insistent on one item and not take the value is to make it harder on her. Again, he's obviously not Mr. Nice Guy. If he were Mr. Nice Guy, he'd give it a get and go. He's obviously trying to make her pay. Right? Damim Tarti Mashma. He wants to... Again... Whatever reason it is, she wants out.
Cordell. What is that?
Does anybody talk about this? More than the
brings up radio stuff, radio advertising. Sheer?
Even I know what Cordell is. Again.
One of their places is Independence.
So you know more about them than I do. Yes.
Does anybody talk about that the value of the coat might be worth more than the
ksuba? This is zero. Ksuba is a financial agreement. This is a tnai to get.
Maybe that's what he's trying to get. His gain would be we get a coat that's worth...
Again, is it the let's again. Why would he want the coat, not the money? Now, Harvey offered a sentimental reason. The Gemara does not take that into account. And if you live in Cleveland, you want a coat that keeps you warm. You know what I mean? Not a coat that necessarily is sentimental value. Go out yesterday, you know what I mean? Rashi. Dr. Rashi. My tana leel mi neva damim the tani ma'isim b'tzid the my raya ain't showing the ma'isim a mishnah la raya. Stories are brought as a proof. Tidin as the mea. Listen to the way Rashi explains. But now I'm adding a little bit to Rashi. Rashi says he means his gain. Doesn't mean there's no tsar factor, because the Gemara is going to say later on there is. It means to say the main focus is I'm going to make money off of her. I'm going to drive her crazy. I'm going to make her pay for this get. That's what he's saying. Question is the pay or the cult? Don't think of my writer. Boy, min a rabbasim rabbi echelim. Hareza gitech, amenasha titnli messiah. Let's forget the cult. A guy said, here is the get on the condition you pay me 200 zuz. Money. And then he says there, you know what? Forget it. Forget the 200. He gave her the get on the condition that she will pay him 200. He then turned around to her and said, I'm Michael the 200. Forget it.
Right? And then gave her the get?
No, he didn't give it to her again. He gave it to her. He gave her the get on Aleph Nisan. And he said, on the condition you give me 200 by Shavuos. And then, like Boimer, he was in a good mood. He called her up and said, forget the money. Let the get work.
Is that considered satisfying?
Is that, can you pull the t'nai? Can you be Michael the t'nai? That's the question. That's what I was referring to before, that if he says it's good enough, he's being Michael. The shaila is according to both. The boiler Rabbanon, Atkan Lakami Rabbanon Hassan, when did Rabbanon insist on the coat? Outlay Achlikabo. He didn't forgive it. Here he said, I forgive it. There he wanted the coat. Here he's not saying, I want the coat. I'm Michael. I do, my filler of Shimon Gamliel will come and look at the five slave of dummy. If Shimon Gamliel is saying, she's meeting the condition, she gave him the money. But to say that there's no condition, I will look at me lie. That's the question. Can you be Michael or die? By what? But he gave the money instead of the coat? That's the question. Is it good or not? Again, Rabbanan said that accepting money instead of the coat does not mean the condition. That might be because he was never Michael. But if he were Michael, maybe it would be good enough. And Shimon Gamliel said accepting money instead of the coat does meet the condition. But that's because he got money. What if you would say, I don't need anything? Maybe it wouldn't work. We don't know. The shaila is in both Mandi Amrim. It could work even according to the Rabbanon who insist on the coat, but that's because he insists on the coat. But here he's Michael. Or it could work even according to Shimon Gamliel who says money is good enough, but there at least he's getting money. Here he's being Michael the whole thing. Question, can you be Michael tonight? That's the question.
Took the money and then gives it back to
the
Shimon Gamliel.
That would work.
Would not work.
It would work. He took the money. And Queen Tribana would also work. He got the money. What he does with the money after he gets it is his business. Michael means you don't have to give it to me.
Okay. All right.
I'm a lie. So this is the Shaila, the Ravasi Astrib Yachim. I'm a lay, ain't a Mugareshis. He said, it doesn't work. Rashi. Mahu. Mi havi hach mechila ki in t'nai. Is being Mahu considered like the keeping of the t'nai. Kilo nesnas and loy aloy. Now Rashi is very careful. You can't invalidate a t'nai. It was a t'nai in the get. The question is being Mahu considered keeping the t'nai? It's like being Mahu saying, as Baruch Maisha would have said, it's like you gave it to me and I gave it back. They say the money is not instead of the coat. The damim lab itzlus saying, "Avahocha itlinu v'avakilu kibul achlinu v'avakilu kibalas mamish the mechilu kikabola." Maybe mechila is like taking it and giving it back. That's the shaila. Rabbi Yechon and Patzkin, pain and
mugarashes. This is from off field. When a person can be a kaddish for a woman if he forgives her debt.
No, God has been moved by the Mekadeshes.
She's not Mekadeshes?
That's because you can't. You have to give a woman something. What are you giving her?
Okay, so I was wrong.
Now, if you there's a way to do it. If you tell her Mekadesh, you was the Hano that I'm Mekadesh.
That's what I meant, Hano.
That works. Because you're giving her pleasure.
So
that's worth money.
So this wouldn't work on the scenario.
Again, here is a question. You have to meet the condition. There's a condition here. There's no condition there.
It's like T'nai something similar to a shvur, a nether?
No, T'nai is part of the legal. T'nai is a legal document. It's legal. You made a legal contract called a get.
You voted in the get
tonight. Was this oral or?
It's oral tonight. There's no written in the get. Doesn't make a difference. Oral affects the get.
Is there an edim on this?
On the T'nai?
Yeah.
Absolutely. They were there when he gave the get and made the T'nai. It becomes a legal, I can't call it a legal document because it's not written in the document. But it's a legal transaction. This is legal. This is enforceable. It won't work unless you keep the T'nai. That's how the get was given.
Yeah, the condition of the T'nai has to be met in front of the Edom also?
Not necessarily. That depends how they word it. Obviously, we're going to have some proof. You can always say you never gave it to me. She says, yes, I did. You know, have fun. Or pull the camera. I mean, what am I supposed to say? What? Whatever the way it works is, right? No, not maybe, maybe not. Let's say it is. I don't know. Let's say it is. We don't know if Mechila works. The Rabbi Yechonah says Mechila doesn't work. You can't pull the T'nai. You can't say it's as if you gave it to me. You didn't. Eitzvei. So
Rabbi, as a practical matter, could he just rewrite the get without conditions? Practical matter.
He could.
Okay.
He could write a new get, not condition, and hand it to her. And then she's divorced, period. End of story. She doesn't have the money. She doesn't have the money. She calls him up. She's crying on the phone. I can't get the money. Nobody wants to give me the money. Everybody hates me. Nobody wants to give me $200. I can't raise the money. Please. Please. Please be my hope. And Lag B'Omer, he feels very bad for her, so he's my hope. She's crying on the phone. She can't get the money. If she could get the money, life would be simple. She can't even get anybody to lend her the money. She can't. She calls him up. Right? We'll spin a good Abi story here. We calls him up. Abi's very used to ask these kind of heart-rending questions. She calls him up. She's crying on the phone bitterly. How bad she needs to get. How terrible things are for her. How bad she is. She can't even get a penny. She can't get a job. She can't. Nobody wants to lend her money. She's living off a food stamp. What? You know? And she can't get anybody to buy her food stamps. You know what I mean? It's whatever it is. She's in sad shape. And she wants him to be Michael. Nichmur Rachmav. He needs Rabbi Nishlam to do him a favor. He says, Rabbi Nishlam, I'll do her a favor. You do me a favor. Makes a deal with Rabbi Nishlam. This is what happens. He could write another get, but that costs money. You have to call the rabbi, you have to call a shifer to aid him. It costs about $600. I don't know how much it costs today. 50 years ago, when I first get, then at that point it cost $250 or $300 to write a get. I'm sure inflation has kept up with the price of get. Probably cost, I would guess, $800 now, but I have no idea. I never asked anybody how much they charge for a get. But if you pay for a get. You have to pay the cipher, you have to pay the item, they get paid.
You can have besides for the tofu, besides for the particulars, you can have a get written, can't you?
You have to pay somebody to write it.
No, you can have a form.
There's no form, no. Has to be written with Shema. Now, we did discuss in the third parent that you could have a form besides certain things.
Yeah.
But we don't do that today. There are no form gifts.
For sure not?
Not that I know of, no.
So the story that happened in Sidon is, it says Sha'omar Lo, that he said to her, in other words, it was not within the get. It's not written in the get.
No condition is written in the get according to Rashi.
I thought it sounded like more they love.
No, again, I spoke on this last week. So Machlekes Rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam hold that you can never write a condition into the get.
So
it's all oral. It doesn't make a difference. Oral is oral.
Why are we talking about writing a new get?
Because the condition is oral. He can't be Machlekes, and she can't meet the condition, and he wants to divorce her. He has to write a new get. The get didn't work.
You mean he wrote up a get?
And he gave it to her on condition.
Yeah,
that condition makes the get only work if the condition is met.
written in the get.
Doesn't make a difference. He gave it on the condition is enough to make it conditional.
And he wrote the get and he said to her afterwards.
Again, for the same, he gave it to her. And when he gave it to her, he made a condition.
An oral condition after it was written.
Correct.
Now he needs a new get.
Because that get was conditional.
Because he ruined the get by saying almanac.
But he gave it to her, correct. Now had he not given it to her yet, and they're negotiating and he decides to be Michael, Gesundheit, you didn't give it to her yet, it's not conditional yet. He gave it to her on condition. Eitz rei. A guy says to his friend, I ban you in having pleasure from me with a neder, unless you give my son one kor of wheat, which is 30 sub, and two barrels of wine. You can make any neder you want. The guy can decide whether it's worth it or not. He cannot give it and be asur bana. Now, the guy wants to back out. The guy who made the neder wants to cancel that neder. Now, he could go to a chacham and be matur neder, but he's not doing that. Remeir says, listen, he made the neder is there. Chamimayimim, abze yochul lahatris nidrushalay al pi chacham, he can remove it without a chacham. V'yayimir, harei nikil is kabalti. He can say, listen, it's as if I got it. As Baruch Meisha pointed out, you can give it to me, I give it back. It's as if I got it. Mechila works. I'm Meichuit. I said, Tzatzar, unless you give me, I'm Meichuit. Mechila works. Rabbi Yechiel said, Mechila doesn't work on a condition. Here, Mechila works on a condition.
He wrote a contract and he said the same thing. Yes.
No contract.
But if he did, then he could, then it would be the same thing as a guest.
It is, again, we're asking, can a guy be my chutnai? That's the question. Who cares if it's written or oral? You're emphasizing the written and the oral. An oral tonight is a tonight.
It's easier to be.
No different. Can it?
Whether it's associated with.
This is a verbal nether with a tonight.
See, the hardship that was earlier was also part of the get.
That's because, no, it's nothing to do with the get. The get was not effective because he made a condition. There's nothing wrong with the get except that he gave a turn a condition.
Over here, the guy could. Well, he was Asher. He made a nether. It's not just
the almanac. He made a nether
almanac. Yeah, but the previous case of the get had nothing to do with the nether.
No. The get, it's the same idea. A condition was made. Does the condition have to be met or give me Michael?
The problem is that he asked
his friend in pleasure.
Yeah.
On condition. The man did not meet the condition.
There was a neder made.
So now the neder kicks in. Can he say you met the condition, even though he didn't meet the condition? Which means I'm Michael.
Is this different to all other nedarim? All nedarim are like this.
Most nedarim don't have conditions.
Can a person make a neder and just be Michael?
No.
No, he still has to go through a procedure.
This is a condition. If the condition would be met, the neder wouldn't work. Would not be so.
Well, it wouldn't work because he met the criteria.
Exactly. So can he say, Michael, that meets the criteria? It's the same child as Baguette. We'll continue my tomorrow.